1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. In just a few hours, President Biden and former President Trump will hit the debate stage in Atlanta. Our Robert Costa is there and says Biden will say he represents working Americans.
Former President Trump's going to do the same in his own way, talking about immigration, talking about tariffs and trade policy. He's going to say the Biden economy hasn't been working out for a lot of working people. Give Trump another chance.
Reproductive rights advocates are praising a Supreme Court ruling today that allows emergency abortions in Idaho. Ayanna Metzgers with Planned Parenthood.
For now, this does bring temporary relief to Idahoans, and that hopefully people can get the care they need without having to leave the state or be on the brink of death.
Residents can go home now following a train derailment near Chicago. This man saw it.
It was right at a curve, and it looks like the train just went straight.
No word on what caused the crash or what it carried, but 20 freight cars were involved. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another strike against efforts to recall State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The Wisconsin Elections Commission today is rejecting the latest recall attempt. Three Republicans and one Democrat decided petitioners had not collected enough valid signatures. Voss won't have to face a recall unless a court says he has to. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
President Biden, maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Coverage on many of these civic media stations starts at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. As the 4th of July celebrations approach, Ready Wisconsin is urging everyone to prioritize safety and responsibility. In 2023, there were 126 ER visits in Wisconsin for fireworks-related injuries. A quarter of those injured were children under 18 years of age. Children should never handle fireworks and should be closely supervised when they are in use. Ready Wisconsin recommends the best way to enjoy the holiday is to watch community fireworks shows run by professionals. If you choose to set off your own, be sure to obey local laws and permitting requirements. Always have a bucket of water or a hose nearby. Never try to relight or approach a failed firework. Fireworks can be extremely stressful for pets. Keep them indoors and provide a distraction. Fireworks are also stressful for our veterans. It's considerate to let your neighbors know if you're setting off fireworks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks add another guard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. First round of the NBA draft last night, and with the 23rd pick, the Bucks selected A.J. Johnson, a 6'5" guard out of California who's just 19 years old. I asked Bucks GM John Horst if this is just another prospect to add to the roster.
When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers' Andrew Monasterio comes through with an RBI single to win the game 6-5 over the Rangers yesterday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, we're happy for the team, but so happy for Mona. He's working every day. He's always got a smile. He's in a great, has a great attitude every day. So the team pulls for him.
Former Packers receiver Randall Cobb and his family narrowly escaping their Nashville home at night after a fire started in their garage, believed to be ignited by an electric charger to their Tesla. Cobb saying they're lucky to be alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Grandpa's barbecue sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The high pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the low 70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning. and then storm chances spark up again at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Marquette pollster Charles Franklin. Let's talk about the dead heat here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, June 27th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two, we're going to welcome in Kayla Rombalski, Community Development Educator of Wood County. Looking forward to talk with her. Right now, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. It's just Katrina and I today. Stephen not with us, but we are talking with our friends at Family Natural Foods. I couldn't help myself. I had to. It was popping in my head.
I was gonna sing with you, and maybe we'll have to do some acapella sometime.
Yeah, I get embarrassed by my singing, so I was trying to get through it as fast as I can. I should have let you sing along with me. It would have sounded much better.
You should just do it more often.
We are talking with our friends at Family Natural Foods, catching up with them. And Katrina, appreciate the time, as always, and so much that you guys do to put back into this community. It's always wonderful catching up with you and the team over there. Mm-hmm. What's happening?
Yeah, always things happening. So thanks for having us. Well, I'm going to go into what's happening in a second, but I have two things we're going to taste right away.
Oh, cool.
And then we'll talk about at least one of them early on and then the other one later as it sinks in. We've done this before, but in here... sound effects, right?
Yeah.
Is ginseng. And we're going to talk about energy because it's summertime and we get depleted. So I'd like you to try one of those, James, and then we'll talk about it in a little bit, but we'll highlight some other things. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go on to talking about, like just summer essentials. We've talked about them. We're going to talk a little bit more about them, and we're going to sample some electrolytes. We've been talking about electrolytes, but let's sample it because that's extra fun. Mm-hmm. So, okay, while James is still chewing the lovely ginseng, which is good for energy, and again, I will talk about it towards the end, but I want it to resonate and give him just full ounces of energy when we get talking about it.
I have to tell you right away, I love ginseng. I love the taste. That is a great taste.
Awesome. All right, so we're going to talk summer essentials for a little bit. And so, right, we've talked about bugs. There's a lot of them out because we've had a lot of rain, which is wonderful, but then the bugs aren't so wonderful. Mm-hmm. We're approaching a holiday weekend, and I think, like, I'm kind of thinking of this radio segment as get your essentials, right? So get prepared for the holiday weekend with that bug spray. That's going to be clean. It's going to be using like essential oils. So they're really good, you know, whether it's kids, whether it's adults using them, they're very safe. And then we have sunscreens, which we talked a little bit about last time. But they're very clean as well. Kids, adults, sensitive skin, etc. And they go on really well compared to the kinds in the past. And then we have some electrolytes. And this is where sample number two comes into play.
Oh, okay.
Slide that those there for you, my friend.
It looks like it tastes good.
So this is trace minerals. So what they're really known for so well is that they do minerals really well. But they make them taste good. So this is a hydration. It's an endurance. So it's going to help you with when you lose your electrolytes, you're losing, when you sweat, you're losing like magnesium, potassium, and sodium. And you might feel like more exhausted. Mm. You might feel more like just something's not clicking. It also helps balance your blood pressure, some of those minerals. So it's really key to have your electrolytes in balance. And in summertime, what are we doing? We're having fun outside. Yeah. We're sweating. And we're losing our electrolytes. Mm. So it's something to think about to replenish. Maybe you're the marathon runner and you're running a lot. You need to replenish. Maybe you're mowing your lawn and you need to replenish. Maybe you're a kid and you're running around playing hard like kids do. And you need to replenish. So this is something I think about. I usually give this to my girls occasionally, like through the week, like, okay, they've been playing hard. They probably need it. And then Jason, if he's working on stuff, he'll get it. And recently I'm like, wow, I'm so thirsty, like so thirsty, and water's not cutting it. That's another sign I find that I'm really depleted and I need more electrolytes. So those are all really good ways to get some of those electrolytes in. They happen to be on sale right now, which is great. This is a citrus flavor that you tried. It's also sugar-free, so it's you're not adding all those calories with the sugar in it. And you can mix it in large quantities or small, like I gave to you.
I love that when I'm trying these products, whether it's the red ginseng or something like this, I'm not getting a lot of after effects. I'm not getting it's not doing anything other than what I wanted it to do.
Right.
Energy drinks and a lot of these things, they have some good things in them, and then they have a pound of sugar in them and some other stuff that doesn't, that kind of almost counters any good that they can do. And that's why you get the wiry, jittery thing. That's why you get the, you know, your hands are shaking or whatever.
And you're not actually focused. You're like, it loses your train of thought, which ginseng will go into is the opposite of that.
Right. And all you end up with is dragging the rest of the shift or the rest of the day that you have and needing to have another one or another one. That's how these companies work this.
Right.
These kind of products that you're talking about and that we're featuring here at Family Natural Foods, they're meant to not be a one-off necessarily, but hey, you only need this and you're good for the task at hand or what have you. It's a natural type of feeling. It's not the greatest way to word it, I understand, because that what does that mean? You know it when you feel it. You know what you're feeling when you feel it.
Or I like to say it has side benefits. You know, it's like, oh, there's all these things it does. It helps you in that moment, but there's other things it's going to help build you with, which the ginseng will talk about. It's got so many different side benefits to than just energy.
You bring something else to mind too, Katrina. I think that this time of year, while most of us have experienced summers quite often, especially in the Midwest, when we're just getting used to this weather, this heat again, and we're trying to do a lot of these things, we're trying to experience a lot of stuff, and then we feel this stuff, and we don't even realize that we're feeling it sometimes, or that we're dragging or anything. So it's important to pay attention to your body, especially as the seasons change, and how you what you're asking of it, and what are you putting into it to get those results.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of seasons and changing and so on, we're doing an herb walk, and we want people to know about it because the next time we're on radio is the day that it's happening. So we'll highlight it in the morning or in the beginning. But
yeah, and Katrina, I have to tell you right away, I want to encourage people to go to the Family Natural Foods Facebook page and Instagram pages. I saw this right away when I was doing a little homework before the interview, and I think it is so unique to feature people named Herb. I think that is a really cool thing to offer. There's some great herbs in society, and some great herbs out there. It's a name that doesn't get used very often anymore.
It's actually true.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea.
So this herb walk or herb walk or however you want to call it, it's going to be great. It's going to be off-site of Family Natural Foods, which isn't our normal.
Herb. Okay, now I get it. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's going to be Steven and Jamie, who works at the store, maybe myself, who knows who will be chiming in on this one. It'll be fun, but it's going to be at Lake Wazeecha. So that's what's different. It's not our typical presentations that are going to be on site. It's going to be at Lake Wazeecha. We're going to meet at Red Sands Beach near the pavilion. There's two different ones. So, you know, I think like the open one a bit more. There are now two beautiful pavilions.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that.
We'll figure it out. We'll find each other. Yeah. We're all looking for each other. My suggestion is to wear tennis shoes or something that's comfortable to walk in because we will be walking. So if you're not wanting to walk and it's maybe not the best presentation for you to come to because it's a walking presentation. So we're going to be walking in different areas. Some areas might be more sunny and we might see things growing like dandelion and explaining what are the benefits of dandelion? Actually, why should you keep them in your yard? How to harvest these things? Then we might go to like an area where it's a little bit more wetland and we might find something else growing in there. We'll explain like how do you harvest certain parts of the plant, which parts to look for. We might talk about some book recommendations, some that we find are some of our favorites that really help with how to become a backyard herbalist, I guess, or like a backyard, you know, you want to. I just think we think of these things like dandelion and yarrow and plantain and mullein as like, these are all weeds. But once you learn all their health benefits, they become super plants. And you're like, wow, we need to actually use these plants more and learn about them more. You can integrate them to your life all the time. And so we're going to be walking you through that. And it's going to be on July 10th at 4:30. So that's going to be at Red Sands Beach, not at Family Natural Foods. The store actually will be, will not, we're going to be at Red Sands. We're pumped about it.
Will the store be open?
The store won't be open at that point. Nope. Okay. We're going to be at Red Sands Beach and we're going to be doing the herb walk. So it'll be fun. The nice thing is, you know, there's not like, oh, we only have 20 seats available or something like that. It's like, come, circle around, let's learn together. It'll be fun. Jamie is a wonderful herbalist. She makes so many things. She has land that has tons of things growing on it. So she's always making different tinctures and different concoctions and things that you can rub on your sore elbows. And so she's great. And then Steven studied herbalism for the last few years and he knows a handful of different parts and how to harvest and so on. And then the rest of us are kind of like have just learned over the years of what do we have growing and how can we use it better. So it'll be really fun.
Is one of the things that you'll learn about maybe take up doing this foraging? Because I know that there is a lot of foraging going on now, really in the last 8-10 years.
Yes.
More and more people have been looking to get into that and learn more about what they can do in their own neck of the woods.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it's a success, we might do it on different seasons because each season offers different things. So right now, there's going to be different stuff growing. In the fall, there'll be different stuff. Of course, winter's a little bit harder with a snow cover, but there are certain things you can find more in winter, spring, you know. So we're just like, let's try this. It's been something we've wanted to do for about a year, and we're giving it a go. So it'll be on July 10th at 4:30 p.m.
Looking forward to that. We'll be certainly talking about it on our shows and making sure that you get a good crowd.
Yeah, we're excited about it, too.
We're speaking with Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods. Katrina, I know that I have some other topics I wanted to touch on. Where do you want to go next?
Yeah, so 4th of July is coming up, right? Mm-hmm. So one note about 4th of July, it's a Thursday. We will be closed, so don't come and get your essentials at the store on the 4th of July. We won't be open, but we want to help prepare you best for the 4th of July with a few different things that we're thinking of. One is, you know, maybe it's snacks that you need to get for those, that backyard barbecue that you're doing. Maybe it's, you know, some steaks that you're going to make and bring it over to your parents' house and enjoy some really good meal with them before the 4th of July. We have a handful of those things, lovely, like different drinks. Maybe you need to bring electrolytes with you because everyone's going to be hot, you know, and they taste good. Or some bubbly water with some siren shrub in it, local tastes. So that is to know that there's lots of things to stock up on, or those bug spray, et cetera, that we talked about before. But something I like to highlight a little bit more when it comes to the 4th of July is anxiety for some, whether it's a vet. And they've, you know, post-traumatic syndrome of hearing loud noises like that, or you know, it sounds like guns, and or your furry friends. So, or maybe you're a person that's just more, you jump faster and you're a little bit anxious, but you want to watch the fireworks.
Little kids, never experiencing Fourth before or something.
Absolutely. You know, we think like little kids is a great example. You think like, oh, they'll be fine. And then how often do we go to the 4th of July and we hear so many kids crying? They're like freaked out from it.
Every 4th of July I've ever been to has had that happen, including the first handful I can remember where my sister was that kid.
Mm-hmm. I like to think of for kids or somebody that's a little extra sensitive, or somebody that wants to experience it but not in the same volume, putting on really good headphones, like maybe they're canceling out headphones, maybe they're just your backyard mowing headphones that you put on. We had those for our kids when they were little. We take them to like, you know, music in the park or something like that, and like we sometimes will bring that with, and sometimes they choose to wear it because it's like overstimulating for them and they're like, okay, it calms it down. But that could be for anybody. Like, wear the headphones. There's nothing wrong. No shame. Wear the headphones. Yeah. Or there's a few things to think about. Whether it's for humans, we have something called AnxioCalm, and this is a Terry product, which, by the way, Terry is on sale for the whole rest of the month. Ooh. So we got, like, you know, this last not quite even week that you can come in. All things Terry is on sale. So whether it's the pet line or whether it's the human line, all things Terry on sale. But this product, AnxioCalm, is really great because it helps with, it helps quickly for anxiety, and it helps with that stress or those triggers that you have. So it might not take away everything if you have some deep issues of stress, but it can really help buffer it. Again, you could use this for kids 4 and up. So that's another one that you could use. Or we have something called Bach Rescue Remedy. We have for kids, and we also have for pets. And that helps with, like, the anxiousness, maybe if you're going to be flying, or maybe, like, if your pet's flying, you know, there's an anxiousness with that. But it helps buffer those emotional, like, kind of triggers. So that's great for animals or humans, and we have that. And then essentially the same thing as the AnxioCalm for humans, we have that for pets. So this is fantastic for the dog that gets really scared with all of the loud 4th of July. But how else can you use this if they don't? The 4th of July, we only hear fireworks for, like, a couple days around that time, right? But you can also use it if they get nervous with their nails getting trimmed, going to the vet, maybe separation anxiety. There's a lot of ways you can use this product for pets. So it's a really good product. It's on sale. It's a great time to get it and help out your pets or also help out yourself.
When we talk about Terry products, too, it's always, especially it's of note because you brought this up earlier, that there are the side effects with certain products out there that do offer similar things. You're getting naturally made products that don't really do that. And the as far as side effects go, you know, your animals try these. It works or it doesn't work for some. There is no one size fits all for any person or animal. It is certainly worth the attempt. If it helps, it's worth it.
Absolutely. And another great thing about Terry is he believes in his product, so it's a money-back guarantee. So, right, you try it risk-free, really. Yeah. I mean, it's such a wonderful thing he offers that because not a lot of companies do. And he has great products. So, right, try it for your pet, try it for yourself. These are great. It's a great time to try it because it's on sale. It's a great time to know that it's a really a risk-free thing. And what else do you have to lose? Like, it might really help you. And some people may need to take a little extra of it just to, you know, get it in their system. And that's okay, too.
And encourage you to spread the word about these products. There may be a vet out there that is dealing with this that doesn't even know they are or just keeps it to themselves because that's our vets. They don't share a lot of this stuff. Right. Ask a veteran how they're doing. And chances are you're just going to get a I'm good or I'm fine or something like that. When they're more than likely dealing with some aches and pains or maybe even PTSD. If you don't mind, if I could piggyback on this, our friend Tom, who gives us our monthly veterans updates, dropped off at our studios here these signs that say combat veteran lives here, please be courteous with fireworks. If you know of a veteran or you yourself are one and could use one of these signs, please come by and pick one up. Encourage you to not only stop on by, but go to and I encourage everybody to go to militarywithptsd.org to learn more about this subject and ways that we can help our vets. It's literally the least we can do for them as we celebrate freedom in this beautiful country.
100%. I love that you incorporated that because there's so many different ways to help, and that sign might be a really great way. Like, okay, we're not going to do fireworks on this corner. We're going to go the other corner. It's less so loud in this corner, you know. So I think that's definitely worth highlighting and helping them out.
Katrina, earlier you had me try some red ginseng.
So I did,
And I got to tell you, I'm really ready to go. I want to do this. Let's go. Let's go. What, ask me about it. Ask me about it. No, I feel the opposite of that. I feel energy. I do genuinely feel truly more energetic, but I don't feel shaky from it. I don't feel like I just downed a can of cherry Coke or something like that.
It's only been 17 minutes, so it might be that you need a little bit more time, or even sometimes people have to take two to get that, like, extra energy, but you're never going to get what you just said. You're never going to get the jittery. You're never going to get the, like, oh my gosh, where, what was I doing? Like squirrel brain, which sometimes happens when you get too much caffeine because you're like, I need it. And then your body's like, whoa, this is too much. And I'm trying to process it now. So
I do feel a little bit of it, just in the sense, to let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit. I've been up all night, pretty much like 4:30 or so. And I had my coffee earlier, and that felt good, but that gave me a bit of that jittery kind of thing. And I don't like that feeling, so I haven't had my coffee in about an hour or so. So I've just been running on water, and I felt that. I felt that ginseng. Now, I will say that maybe I'm looking for it, and I'm paying attention a little bit more to my body, so maybe I notice it more because of that. Who knows?
Right.
But to your point, it does take some time to kick in sometimes, and it might need to.
Yeah.
But I've taken these before, and what I felt before from them, I'm feeling right now, and I feel a good course of energy going through me without it being overpowering or making me shaky or some of those other things that caffeine can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this ginseng is another Terry product, so it would be on sale this month, another great time. But I don't know about you, James, right? So June, sadly, is almost over. I feel like people pack their beginning of their summer and they're just going. And then all of a sudden we realize, oh my gosh, I just need some downtime. I've been going. It's like we have like a marathon in summer. We're just like go constantly. Yeah. And so I've been feeling it, as well as I've talked to a handful of friends that are like, yeah, we just need some downtime because our energy is depleted. So this is a great like midsummer. Yeah, I still have a lot of things I need to do and accomplish. So how can I hit it? Ginseng is the thing. It's going to give you lots of great side benefits, such as like it helps you with focusing. You know, it helps with focus, it helps with endurance, strength. So like helps your body physically, you know, feel better. And then mental, like we talked about, it's really going to help you mentally be more in tune and focused. As well as giving you that energy that's like more sustained. And ginseng is an adaptogen, which we've mentioned that word before on the radio. It adapts to your body. It adapts to what your body needs at that moment or at that time frame. So it's fascinating. There's so many more cool adaptogens out there that we're learning more and more about. But ginseng is one of those that, you know, we're more familiar with because a lot of ginseng grows in the Wausau area. This one is grown hydroponically with no chemicals, organically. It's very, very clean. It's grown in Belgium, in Belgium. And it's really just a really clean product. So I definitely encourage people to try it. We have this great like 7 chewable tablets. So this is a great, like, let's just try this over the weekend, see what we think. Or, you know, for the 4th of July, we have a lot of guests coming in. We got to be on our game. And ginseng's a really good one for that.
You want to enjoy your summer and you want to enjoy it healthy, naturally. Join our friends over at Family Natural Foods. And whatever the things that you're looking for, they got something for it over there.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, those Terry Naturally products are on sale to the end of the month. So even more bad benefit to trying these right now.
Yeah.
Well, encourage you to go to their Facebook page and Instagram as well. Sign up for the Herb Walk that you're interested in, that you'll be attending. Share it on your social media as well so we can get more and more people to attend this great event.
Yeah, we're excited. So that'll be July 10th at 4:30 p.m. Everybody have a wonderful 4th of July.
Yeah, we won't talk to you in between this. So you too, you and your fam and your team over there, have a great 4th, Katrina. And thank you so much for a fun time. This was great. Yeah. Always good talking
with
you.
Thank you.
Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call, 423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and follow them on social media. Buy local, support local. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Locally grown radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half staff to honor the life of Lincoln Hills youth prison teacher Corey Prue, who was killed this week. The 49-year-old was attacked by an inmate Monday night and died the next day. The 16-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. Wisconsin's votes in the race for president is a dead heat among registered voters.
It's 50-50 this time. It was 49-51, Trump leading by two last time. So it's just tightened, but it's still dead tight.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead among likely Wisconsin voters. In the race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde 52-47. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Young people interested in airplanes have an opportunity to build one next month at McMillan Library. Youth ages 10 to 12 can join this free aerodynamics mini-session with Wood County 4-H. Registration is required, and the four sessions take place July 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st from 1:30 to 3 p.m. The students will build a small balsa glider and a large foam glider as they learn about aerodynamics. Space is limited and age restrictions apply, as they will be using sharp blades and hot glue guns. You can register at mcmillanlibrary.org. The New Edge VR Arcade in Wisconsin Rapids will have their ribbon cutting tomorrow at 3 p.m. Their grand opening is Saturday at 10 a.m. Please note this is different from their original posted time for their grand opening. Edge VR Arcade is located at 3540 Plover Road in Wisconsin Rapids. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Charges could be filed soon against multiple individuals in relation to Matthew Perry's death last fall. A joint investigation by the LAPD, DEA, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service could result in criminal charges after Perry's death from the acute effects of ketamine. Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his home last October 23rd. Authorities initially did not think foul play until an autopsy determined there were other contributing factors. Here's a Pete pick specifically for the motorcycle crowd. The Bike Riders is a well-done film that members of the motorcycle community will enjoy more than others. It's well-acted and written and looks good, if not a bit slow at times. The film stars Thomas Hardy, who does his best Marlon Brando, Austin Butler, and Jodie Comer, who gives an excellent performance. The film got positive reviews to the tune of 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bike lovers and biker gang members will love The Bike Riders. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A high-pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the low 70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as light showers push in tomorrow morning, and then storm chances spark up again at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area, and then we talk all things entertainment with OnMilwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 27th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mayloff, here, and we welcome into the studio our great friend, Kayla Rombalski, Community Development Educator with Wood County. And it's always good to see you, Kayla. Thanks for being here.
Good to see you, James. Thanks for having me. And kudos to you. You did that introduction flawlessly.
I had a couple takes. I tried a couple times before.
No. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you being here. And always the topics that we get into, when it comes to a topic or a job like yours, community development and educating us on these subjects. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you taking the time and being able to dive into some of these things that whether we know a little or a lot about or sometimes don't even know about that you guys offer services you guys do, like strategic planning, where we're going today.
Yes, of course. So I have to admit, when I came in here, James and I had a totally different track for our conversation. We were going to talk about housing and the results of a recent housing survey. And while that's really good information, I was on a phone call just before I came to the studio with someone who is representing a nonprofit who wants to think about their 2025 plan and their vision for the next 5 years. And they didn't realize that Extension offers strategic planning services, often free of charge, to nonprofits in the community.
Kayla, I think a great place to start is what is strategic planning? Because I imagine that a lot of people may be doing this or trying to do this and not even understand that they are doing strategic planning.
Right. That's a great question. So strategic planning is really looking at your mission, your vision, and your goals for a period of time. So some people typically do it for a 3 to 5 year span. Others do it for a much longer time. You see this in nonprofits commonly, but also in municipalities. So, for example, the Wood County Comprehensive Plan is being redone this year, working on different chapters of it. So that's where that housing part of the conversation fits in, because there's a housing chapter within the Comprehensive Plan. You see it within businesses. You know, what is our vision for this business for the next 5 to 10 years? And what is our mission statement? You see the rebrands that have come out. I think actually just yesterday I was looking at something on the internet, and Perkins, which is a company that's been around for many, many years, is now going through a rebrand to make them look more modern and more edgy, I guess.
We're seeing that with a lot of businesses that are in that kind of range of existence, if you will, where they're kind of trying to update their modeling or just the look of their building. It is something that I think a lot of us do. Traditionally, I think some people think of this on a personal level, like where do I want to be in 5 years and some of that. This is a bit of an extension of that. No pun intended. Didn't mean to do that. But,
I love it.
but it really is. And I think, again, this is one of those topics, whether you've thought about it or not, I do think that it's there almost is no nonprofit, no business that couldn't be benefited from something like this.
Right, exactly. So let me talk a little bit about what Extension provides in this area. So for a nonprofit that's looking to potentially, you know, start this, there are a lot of options. Certainly there are private consultants out there that do wonderful work. They will come in and facilitate a process for you, whether that's a long-range process with a lot of focus groups and a lot of surveys to survey key stakeholders, that kind of thing, and then putting together this long-range plan. There are also even websites that can kind of walk you through the base process. So there's really a variety of ways that you can approach it. Extension kind of has a niche right in the middle. So we are always willing and able to provide resources not only to nonprofits but also to municipalities. We have a local government center through Extension that operates with townships and municipalities within the state of Wisconsin. But really, for nonprofits, that's kind of where my niche is and what I like to be able to help provide. So looking at strategic planning for a nonprofit, you know, it could be an organization that maybe is looking to shift direction. Maybe, you know, I worked with a nonprofit last year that, you know, their traditional kind of scope of work had really been achieved, which was a great success, right? They were finding that there wasn't as much need for their work to continue into the future. And so they were looking at, well, what does it look like in the future? How do we pivot? How do we shift our mission and our goals to really remain relevant now that this initial need has been met? And so that's a great place to start.
It certainly, whether it's a nonprofit nonprofit or a business or a municipality, everybody's going to have a different outlook and expect different things and want different things. So I imagine that you guys are able to help different, you know, whether it is a municipality or a nonprofit, it's not a one size fits all kind of thing. You work with them on this.
We do. Yeah. So that's kind of the first step, is to work with the organization. You know, they come to us at Extension and say, here's kind of what we're thinking. And then we'll ask a bunch of follow-up questions to really hone in on what they're looking for in terms of deliverables. At the end of this process, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a plan that is a published, you know, document ready to go that you can share with your stakeholders? Are you looking for a new, you know, sometimes within strategic branding process, tripped up on my words.
Well, and it's an emotional topic.
Sometimes within strategic planning processes, there's a branding that goes along with it. Strategic branding is what I was getting tripped up on. But so it might be a logo redesign or a new website that goes along with it. Those are all the deliverables that could come from the end of that process. So it's good to have an idea in mind of what you want from the end of that process up front. But we'll really work with you to go through and talk about, you know, what are some of your strengths? And then also, where are those areas for opportunity? So in the case I mentioned earlier of a nonprofit that was looking to sort of reinvent itself, what are you hoping to do? What need do you see yourself filling in the future? And there's the traditional, you know, SWOT analysis that many people have heard of: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, challenges, or threats in the case of SWOT. And then there are a variety of other methods to go about getting to kind of that vision and putting it in paper.
In the time that you've done this, what are some of the bigger questions or things that have come up with nonprofits, municipalities, different businesses?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think relevancy tends to be one of those biggest pieces. Like, how do we, particularly as the world around us changes so frequently, how do we make sure that we are staying true to our vision? And how do we adapt if that vision shifts and changes? So that's one of the biggest pieces. I think often also it's the idea of remaining true to the original scope. So there's so much that we could do. There's so much that our organization could tackle. And every day, particularly for our nonprofits, you know, every day they're approached by a new challenge or a new opportunity that's out there that they could get involved with. How do we know what to say yes to and what to say, no, I think there's a better organization or a different organization that's a better fit for this? And that can be a really key part of strategic planning as well. You know, in some ways, it's your roadmap to say, yes, these are the things we will do, and these are the things we will not.
When it comes to the versatility with something like this that is offered from Extension, when it comes to a municipality, a nonprofit, what have you, one other thing that these have in common is, even if things are going well, you want to make sure they are 5 years from now. You want to make sure that you continue on this course.
Right.
Certainly with businesses, I've got friends that are you know, I'm on the air here. If you want, I can mention your event. We're good. We have enough business. Do you know if you will in 5 years?
Exactly.
Do you know if you will in a couple of years?
Yeah.
That's such a crucial part to any of these things we've brought up, to make sure that you're there in that amount of time.
Right.
For nonprofits, you mentioned a nonprofit accomplishing their goals. That's fantastic. But even that organization you're talking about saw an opening somewhere else and saw a need for them to continue to do the work that they're doing.
Yes.
So then that extends that 5-year plan, or maybe it tightens it up a little bit more. This leads me to flexibility in this plan and having that. I imagine that's a part of this too, where you have your plan, but understanding that, you know, if you want to make God laugh, make plans. This is kind of the way things go in
life. Right, yes. And how many of those strategic plans that were in place pre-2020 saw the advent of a global pandemic and went, oh, well, this is okay.
So
we're
going to
throw that
out
the window and we'll start fresh and try something different. So I think the really cool thing about the planning process, whether you go through a really rigorous process, you know, with a consultant where you're spending 12 months to even, I've seen some organizations take like a full 2 years on the planning process. It gives you a chance to step away from the day to day and really think about the long term, just as you said. So often, especially in nonprofits, I've worked historically in nonprofits, that to-do list is so long that all you can think about is what is the next thing I have to cross off? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? And you're not really thinking about, okay, what does it look like 5 years from now? Yeah. So that strategic planning process gives organizations and the people that work for them a chance to kind of think about what could we be doing better? What could we be doing differently? How could we improve upon this day to day? And what is it going to take to actually get there? So giving sort of that shift in thinking from, yeah, oh my gosh, this is my to-do list. I have to get these things done. I have to check off these boxes, to, oh, let's think about what could happen. What is possible?
One thing that we really appreciate here at the station is certainly our listener feedback. And part of what we appreciate about that is certainly that they care, that they're listening, and all of the above. But what I don't know if they realize all the time that we get from this is a third-person perspective. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes somebody who, they care about the station, but they're not financially invested in what we do. They're not necessarily an owner of the company or some of those things. They're a listener. And their opinion is very valuable to us, but I don't think that they realize all the value in what they say sometimes, because that third perspective is so vital in life. We get this from a lot of our local businesses. They come in, or I talk to them off air, and they'll often ask me in times, you know, how is this doing? How's this commercial doing? Something like that. Again, I give them a third perspective. It's something that UW can offer when it comes to this planning. You're very close to this subject. You're going to be emotional about this subject. And those are good things. Those are great things. It means you care. But UW is able to give you a bit of a step back and kind of a wider perspective, a third bird's eye view almost of this, and be able to help you really kind of what is important to you and what is necessary for you, to your nonprofit, your municipality, to be around the next 5 years, to accomplish the goals that you have in the next 5 years.
Right. And that facilitator is so key in that case, because it is that third party who's able to ask some of those tough questions. You know, maybe there's something embedded within the organization's culture where people just kind of have this sense of like, no, we're not going to go there. We're not going to touch that elephant in the room. Well, yeah, the facilitator has no, essentially no skin in the game, if you will. Like, yeah, I don't have a connection to this elephant in the room. So let me bring that up. Let me see, yeah, you know, why that continues to be an issue, and work through some of those challenges. And that, I think, can be a really revolutionary process for organizations once they're able to address some of those things that maybe historically they haven't touched.
We're speaking with Kayla Roboski, community development educator with UW-Madison Extension. And Kayla, with this strategic planning that we're focusing on today, we've kind of talked about some of the bigger questions you're asked, some of the details of this. Are there other aspects of this out, not just planning the 5 year ahead, but maybe even taking in stock of the what you've already accomplished to make those things happen? Is that part of this process?
Absolutely. And I think that's a really key part that sometimes is overlooked. Mm. You absolutely have to celebrate. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, with those nonprofits, you're always looking at that to-do list. So oftentimes you achieve something and you've crossed it off the list, and there's really, you know, on to the next thing. There's not a whole lot of stop and admire or really take stock of what you've done. And I think that's really key to prevent burnout and to continue to energize and be passionate about the work. You know, you mentioned things can get emotional sometimes, and people are really deeply devoted to the organizations that they volunteer for or that they work for. And being able to celebrate the wins of those organizations is really important.
Yeah, it's something that actually whenever I get a chance and I can bring it up on the air, morning shows, show like this, we don't take the little wins in life enough. We don't take, we like you said, we're so quick to the next step, so quick to the next thing. So whether it is you had all green lights on the way to work, or your organization accomplished something, we don't take that moment to really take that win in. It's it may not always seem like it, but again, getting to the end of that 5-year plan, this is part of how you get there, by taking in these little wins. Not every day, not every event is maybe going to go the way you wanted it to. Those wins help get you through those moments. Those wins help get you through any tougher times or anything too, which almost all of us are going to face. You know, that's just the way life works. You have ups and downs. Those little wins really help you through those down times.
Absolutely.
And when it comes to strategic, when it comes to planning, and especially with a nonprofit or a municipality, you put a lot into this stuff. And while things may not go perfectly, even in an event where 80% of it went right, 20% didn't, focus on that 80. You know, that,
right.
that 20 is so easy. Our brains are so quick to go right to that 20%.
Exactly.
Focus on that 80.
It's hard to do that oftentimes. Oh, yeah. I mean, we're so wired to think about the negative,
even
within ourselves, right?
Yes. I'm not at all saying this to
absolutely.
People. Like,
this is a Jackie conversation for sure. I mean, Jackie Caratini yes. from Extension will talk about being your biggest advocate and really the mental health piece of this. But I think it's important for organizations to think about as well. Organizationally, how are you celebrating your wins? How are you celebrating your organization?
When it with this subject, are there any other aspects of it we haven't really had a chance to touch on?
Yeah, so there's something that I'm working on that I'm really excited about. I am actually in a class right now to talk about strategic doing. So it's a little bit of a different approach. You know, we talk about strategic planning, and often I think the biggest criticism of strategic planning is that it's a plan, right? So I mentioned some organizations take 2 years to do this plan. So you plan it out, and I'll, you know, one of the things that I do really work really closely with in Extension is the Ready Plan, the Wood County Rural Economic Development Initiative Plan. That plan was completed in 2021. They started work on it in 2019. So it took a full 2 years in the middle of a pandemic to actually get that approved and adopted by the county board. We are still continuing to execute what's listed in that plan. But so frequently, that plan is completed, it's adopted by the county board, you say, yay, round of applause, we got it done. And then the plan sits on a shelf and doesn't actually get looked at. And all of the things that you had put forth in there that would be great ideas and things to move forward so often just are left with inactivity. And so strategic doing kind of flips that model on its head and says, what could we do now within the next 30, 60, or 90 days, typically within the next 30 days, to really look at how we could actually influence and impact the things that we're talking about and have some small wins so that we can capitalize on, just like we've been talking about, you know, capitalize on and celebrate those small wins and then continue to think about that long range plan sort of as you're doing it. So it's a really interesting approach because it kind of is the expression, you know, we're going to build the plane as we're flying it. Yeah. But it gives more energy to the actual planning process and to seeing those objectives and goals met in a much sooner time frame.
It seems like it would be beneficial, especially as we touch on little wins and some of these other things. You know, you have these goals and these things you want to accomplish in that fifth year, but you're still in the first months of that plan. Mm-hmm. It can be sometimes like, that's so far away. That's so hard to get to that. And that incentive for you, that carrot at the end of that stick of that fifth year is a long ways away. You want to nibble on that carrot a little bit beforehand, maybe. You want to have a some wins here to get you to that point.
Right.
The strategic doing, that's a really unique aspect of this. And I would think going forward, almost an important part of strategic planning.
It is, yes. And it's interesting because it has its roots in, so this is maybe more academic than the listeners are interested in, but it has its roots in agile strategy. And agile is like a tech term. And so here I'm speaking a little over my head at this point. But for programmers and developers of software and gaming and different things like that, you know, they don't have time to work out all the kinks before they publish it, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone wants, if it's an app that Apple is putting out or if it's an app that the latest and greatest, you know, tech company is putting out, you want that app on your phone now.
Yeah.
And there are going to be bugs. There are going to be things that need to be addressed. And so this method of Agile is really focused on like put it out there, mm-hmm. and then we will continue to fix it and to work on it as it's already out in place. So this strategic doing approach kind of takes the same thing and puts it toward organizations and the strategic planning process of put it out there, start somewhere, and then shift and make changes as you go.
It feels like it's been very beneficial when helping people with strategic planning, having something like this be a part of it.
Yes, absolutely.
When it with some of the I don't want to ask specific names certainly, but you mentioned nonprofits, municipalities. Have you had some businesses that you've worked with this? Is that something to think of as well for people out there?
Yeah. So for corporations or businesses, for-profit businesses, our services are a little bit different. We typically don't work with businesses,
but
we can provide recommendations for who would.
Excellent.
Our space really is within the nonprofit arena and working with those organizations. I will tell a funny story. I worked with an organization last year. It was actually Justice Works out of Portage County. And I can laugh about it now, but I will say at the time that I was brought in to do strategic planning, they were really looking at their organization as a whole and that question of relevancy, as I said, the question of, you know, there were some financial challenges, as there are in many organizations. And they actually decided as a result of the strategic planning process to close their doors. But they did it really respectfully of their, respectfully with keeping in mind their stakeholders and with a plan, right? So they wanted to go out on top. They knew that they were in a good place in the community and they wanted to be able to control that narrative as they disbanded essentially the organization or transitioned. And so for me, it was a really interesting process because I was like, wow, I just led this facilitation, but the result was that the organization shut down. I'm not sure that is a win. Is that a success?
It's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag.
But for them, it was a success. You know, that was what they were seeing. That was what the whole process of, you know, trying to identify what they should do next led them to do. And they needed that third party to come in again, because while I support the organization's mission and certainly was passionate about the work that they did, I didn't have that firsthand connection to it. So I was able to ask some of those questions like, well, what is keeping you from this? Or why aren't you doing this? Or, you know, to kind of guide some of those conversations. And I think that's so much the value that an external party can bring into the conversation.
It sounds like you did your job. It sounds like, you know, you,
I mean, did.
You
did your it job. Feels it, weird.
It's a,
but
weird, it's a mixed
yes.
bag, but you did yeah. your job. And those individuals are now able to go to other things and put their energy into those that
right.
might need them.
Exactly.
So there is no real end for a nonprofit work. They just find other avenues to go and help and do other things and maybe have a new 5-year plan another time that they might need some strategic planning.
Yes, exactly.
Kaylee, did we cover everything you wanted to today?
I think we did. Yeah.
Right. Nice job. Nice work. That was fun.
Thank you, James, as always.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay. So this is always the fun thing, right?
Yeah,
saying
yeah.
websites on air. So I will say the easiest way is probably just to Google extension Wood County. That will bring up a list of resources as well as our website. You can find me in the directory, but my name is Kayla Rumble. So the last name is Rombalski. You can find me at krumbalski@wisc.edu. Or you can always call our office. We're in the Wood County Courthouse. And we'd be happy to chat with you and chat about whatever you're thinking in terms of your organization's needs and next steps.
And you can always reach out to us if you need this information again or anything, we can make sure to get it to you. I will tell you the website wood.extension.wisc.edu has all of this and all of our extension friends information there. wood.extension.wisc.edu. Good to talk with you, Kayla. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Together, in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station. This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm and Superior, Wisconsin 4th of July Parade Coordinator Carolyn Nelson-Cavias. It's going to be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is Locally Grown Radio,
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump has landed in Georgia, where he's set to debate President Biden tonight. Our Robert Costa talked to his camp.
There is a real discussion inside his campaign about whether he should be so-called nasty to President Biden or whether he should be, as he says, presidential.
Either way, mics will be off while the other speaks tonight, and there's no crowd. The debate starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. The Supreme Court ruled today hospitals in Idaho can perform emergency abortions. CBS's Jan Crawford.
Five justices.